New Year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. So now get two snack wraps plus fries and a medium soft drink for just $8.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California and for delivery.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It's coming home, lads. Maybe. I don't know.
I hope so.
I don't know why I'm the football expert now. I didn't want to do this, but whatever.
Callum, the main office football fan.
We're going to talk about the Qatari World Cup because there's a lot of footage out there that's just fun, and maybe we can have some fun for once. So starting off, just a little plug on the website, of course, being the Killing Joke and Arkham Asylum Comics Corner, the premium video that is now out. So go and check that out on lotusease.com. And that kind of sick comedy may be enjoyed in what we're about to view, which is It's Coming Home. And I don't do that accent for any other purpose than to represent reality, which is mm-hmm. that is what your average England fan sounds like, at least according to the Qatari officials who have purchased those fans from Pakistan.
To be fair, this is more representative of England or parts of England than your average England fan.
Indeed. I mean, maybe the allegations that Qatar is corrupt and is hiring fans are all actually just white nationalist racism from, I don't know, the far right in England.
No Bazzers and Gazzers there, are there?
No, indeed. Don't you know multicultural Britain includes literally no one of the English diaspora?
Qataris have really been doing their research, haven't they?
I have seen some journos, and this is the journo in particular. Mm-hmm. He writes here, Indian expats waiting to greet England at their team hotel, it's coming home, and Southgate is our super coach. He writes that in sincerity. This is an old verified checkmark mm-hmm. back in the ancient days when you couldn't buy it. Journo, I believe he's with the Times. He writes that tweet in presumably all seriousness because I do not know who believes that. You'd have to be really naive to believe this. But it's, I think, a person captured by political correctness that he's looking at a bunch of people mm-hmm. all speaking in Pakistani accents or waving England flags and chanting in almost broken English, and he's got to sit there and be like, yes, indeed.
You know how
English
you said
fans.
You have to be really naive to believe this? Well, when I first saw this, I believed it.
Yeah, let's play the clip for people who I suppose, actually, going forward, we're going to have to just insist these are indeed English fans, mm-hmm. because otherwise we'll be shot. Let's play that one. For those of you who are not English, you may not have noticed that's not how the song goes. It goes, it's coming home, it's coming, football's coming home. Not, it's coming home, it's coming home, it's coming home. It's almost comical, the level of incorrectness.
To be fair, when I watched it, I didn't have the audio. Yeah. I just briefly saw it and thought, oh, that's a bit wholesome that Indians actually care about England. But no.
No. They don't even know any lyric other than it's coming home. Football's coming home. No, that's not in the repertoire. We've only got shouting, it's coming home. And you can see a kid there just going.
They do look like they're having a good time, though.
They are indeed legitimate English fans. And Matt over here with his verified checkmark is imprisoned as to continue saying that, presumably by political correctness or his, I don't know, maybe the Qatari visa will be revoked. I don't know. Maybe it's one of the two. But we'll check out. There are more British lads out there, as we see. Mm-hmm. We can see hordes of British lads here.
With those very British-looking drums.
Yeah, let's listen to the British drums as well. Mm. It's almost like bagpipes. It reminds me of the motherland. Let's play. coming home.
It's just... What do you mean? These are clearly English people. We're known for our polyrhythmic drumming. Don't you know?
I agree. It's coming home. What? You disagree with that statement?
No, I'm all in.
Good, you won't be shot. Right, let's go to the next one here, because there's more footage of these English fans. Someone here saying the England fans of Qatar, you can tell they're paid actors because not a single one is throwing a plastic chair. Now, I can't believe you would say this.
Where are all their pints? Where are all their beer bellies?
No. English fans are not known for any such things. They are known for standing in a big long line shouting, "It's coming home!" To everyone and their mother with phones and professional cameras out. People being paid by the Qatari government to film, but they're there filming these people who are not paid by the Qatari government, I'm sure. They're just decent English fans, as everyone knows.
I for one won't stand by these conspiracies you're spreading, Callum. These are clearly genuine English fans.
Yeah, and if anyone's been to an England game, they will note that there are the beautiful diversity of England now includes no one who's English or Celtic or Cornish or anything of the sort.
It brings a tear to my eye.
It's entirely of Pakistan, and I've waited for this day. I love Pakistan, as everyone knows. I can't believe that it's taken this long for the entire English team of fans to all be Pakistani, and I'm glad it's happened. Because we'll go to more English fans who tell us about the English legends that they love. Mm. Let's listen to these English fans tell us.
The one English legend.
Get out! DB7 David Beckham.
Harry Kane.
Who's the number one English legend?
David Beckham.
David Beckham. Anyway.
He's not on the team anymore, but...
And there are some people who thought that genuinely, they were like, well, I have seen some people saying it's not polite to say that maybe all these guys are paid by Qataris. And instead, no, there are indeed a huge number of Indians who love England and love the English team and have all gone to the World Cup spending all of their Indian money, which India is known for, being unbelievably rich. Yep. Anyway, so they've all gone there and they're not Pakistani paid actors. Instead, they are true Indian English patriots. Yeah, no, funnily enough, you can see the same guys, like literally the same guys, here out celebrating Germany.
To be fair, I can believe it with the number of immigrants Germany have allowed.
Really?
these are real Germans.
It's believable.
I mean, don't you know that Germans just look like this now?
Yeah, they do, 100%. It's not a minority, it's 100% of Germans are also Pakistani, it seems. I don't know how that's happened either, but that's it's wonderful to see as well. I
don't know
Pakistan.
What the fake news... media have been telling you, but this is what Germans look like.
Yes, indeed.
Whole blonde hair and blue eyes thing, that's just, you know, made up nonsense, right?
Germany and England are both internationally known for having Pakistani accents.
Mm-hmm. You didn't know that?
Yeah, I didn't know either. Anyway, let's go to the next link here, in which we can see, and wait a minute, all of the fans have Pakistani accents. As in, we have the Brazilian fans, etc. All of them are the same people. Let's play this clip and enjoy the diversity. There's no audio because we get copyright strikes, so I'll just commentate on it as self-gaze. I don't know. So here we have the Brazilians, who are all from Pakistan. The Spanish, all from Pakistan these days. All playing the same drums we saw earlier that the English fans were all playing. Then we have the German fans, who have all come out to celebrate Germany for Pakistan. Portuguese fans, all from Pakistan, it turns out.
Well, it just goes to show how open-minded the Pakistanis really are. They
they'll represent anyone for a dime. Yeah, we have the England fans from earlier, the same drums, and then chanting from earlier, same. All being filmed from the Qatari media. Some reason, I don't know why. Yeah, so funnily enough, I think there's an opening, Josh, for us to say it might not be the case that everyone in the world is Pakistani.
No way.
The Argentinians here, Pakistani, but not everyone else.
have you got a source for this?
I believe that for everyone else, maybe not Pakistani. For the Argentinians, I genuinely believe that maybe they are all Pakistani. Mm-hmm. Las Malvinas, my ass. Anyway,
I don't believe Argentina is a country. I've never seen any evidence that it exists.
No, but it's just, I have to talk about this because it's just comical. I have seen some people being like, it's racist to say that all of the England fans are not from India. And it's like, number one, it's not even Indian. They've got Pakistani accents, so you fail on that one. But then just, yeah, no, they're all paid. And we even have the article from Once Upon a Time that told us that we're paid.
They're paid actors. Well.
I won't comment on America. So a group of 40 England fans, as the article written in the Times a while ago, are being paid by Qatar to attend the World Cup with instructions to deliver positive messages about the experience, sing certain songs on request, and report critical social media posts. Thing is, we all made the dumb assumption that it would be people from England who would be out there being the paid actors. No, I don't think it is. Some people are speculating they're from Pakistan based on the accents, and I think that might be the case.
I imagine a Pakistani is cheaper to fly out than an English person.
Well, the deets included that in return for free flights, accommodation, a £60 a day spending money, and complimentary tickets, they would do all of this. And I think, there are probably more people outside of England who would take that deal, put it that way.
Yeah.
Presumably Germany. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're all German, I don't know. I really don't want to be shot. We'll also go to some other funny lists that came out of the Qatari World Cup, which we can just enjoy. So some Danish corpos went down there and tried to do their job. Big mistake. Anyway, let's enjoy what happened to them. Viking TV reporting in. Let's play the clip.
Og nu du med os fra Qatar, Rasmus Tandholt, et værtsland, der jo altså bliver udsat for en hel del kritik. Hvordan oplever du forholdene lige nu?
Jamen, vi kan jo vise, hvordan forholdene er lige her, hvis vi drejer kameraet. We are live on Danish television, og der kan I se, nu bliver vi stoppet med at filme, og det er forholdene her. Mister, you invited the whole world to the you invited the whole world to come here. Why can't we film? It's a public place. We can film with this permit. This is the upgrade.
Speaking in English now.
And this is the accreditation. Okay. We can film anywhere we want. Okay. There are only, of course.
But only for the Qatar.
Qatar, you have
because
rule.
The Qatar is.
No. We don't need
can
permit.
Yeah, camera,
no, but listen.
But
you can break the camera. You want to break the camera? Okay, you break the camera. Okay.
Yes.
So you're threatening us by smashing the camera.
But why would these England fans do this?
I don't know. It's unbearable, really. Yeah, funnily enough, Qatar might be a corrupt hellhole. And
what do you think?
The story might be that the English fans aren't English. The Argentinian fans might not be Argentinian. Mm. And the German fans, even though they have the same names as the Argentinian and English fans, might not be German either.
No way.
Amazing that. Anyway, yeah, but the footage there, for people who might not have heard it, is the guy being threatened with his camera being smashed for mm-hmm. daring to film. Even though he literally has a press pass from the government. Amazing. We'll just end it off with some other good news because I don't have any sympathy for anyone who's gone to the Qatari World Cup. Enjoy. What were you expecting, lads? I guess film it and make the most mm-hmm. of it as you could in a third world country, which it is by the looks of it, because we have here the Qatari hotels, which are looking very fire festival. Mm-hmm. And I suppose if you just scroll down so people can see it fully, these hotels are these crappy tents. I really did expect them to at least install air conditioning. It doesn't look like they have.
I mean, I really despise the term, but they do look a bit like glamping tents, don't they?
Yes.
They look all right.
50 degrees glamping.
Oh, I didn't think of that. Yeah.
Actually,
50 degrees.
It's 50
in a
degrees
tent.
In the summer. It's winter there at the moment. Let me just check.
Do you know,
temperature.
Do you know in a tent, if you've ever been in a tent when it's really hot, it basically acts like a greenhouse.
34 degrees greenhouse.
So it's going to be hotter in that tent than outside as well.
Yeah.
Because no wind, it also kind of lets in the heat and then traps it. And it doesn't seem like there's adequate ventilation in there either. There's no hole there where the air can escape.
So anyway, the England fans, as we'll call them, like the cricket fans of England, can go out there and enjoy their glamping for the £60
well,
they got.
At least the Pakistanis are better adapted than England fans for this kind of heat.
Yeah, frankly. If that money should go to anyone, it should be Pakistanis. So, in which case, it's coming on! If you appreciated that segment from the podcast of the Lotus Eaters, you can go to lotuseaters.com to get access to all the premium content we have on the site, such as the premium videos we do, this one on the psychology of the silence of the lambs. And if you'd like to find out what else we're putting out, you can follow us on Getter at lotuseaters_com on Getter. Thank you and goodbye.
Yeah.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Modo, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Modo, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Modo Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Modo Casino.
Download the Modo Casino app today.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
What does VA mean to me?
A place for my daughter to call home. Thanks to the VA home loan.
A new lease on life. The best healthcare team I've ever had is here at VA.
And education and the opportunity to open doors I never thought possible with my GI Bill.
The financial support I need to manage the disabilities I develop because of my service.
Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.